In your recent blog posts, you have been taking a look at how services and places in New Mexico are being affected due to the shutdown. Is there a general answer to that question? How is New Mexico being affected?
Well, it's kind of a good news, bad news situation. The good news is that the vast majority of people in New Mexico are not affected by the government shutdown. The bad news is that there are a number of people, because of the fact that New Mexico is so heavily reliant on federal dollars, there are a lot of people who are affected, and maybe we're more affected than the average state. But as far as the running of state government, there hasn't been a whole lot of effect as far as, you know, the running of the from Santa Fe. Now, there has been, probably the area that's been hit the hardest has been civilian employees over at the Air Force bases and also the White Sands military base. I mean, we're talking about 1,000 people who have been furloughed over at Kirtland here in the Albuquerque area. There's a couple of thousand people who have been furloughed at the other military installations as well. But again, the good news is that Los Alamos National Laboratory, which is very large, and so Sandia Lab, they have not been affected by the furlough.
Is it, they have carryover funds? Is that what they're
exactly
using?
Exactly. So all of their employees are still going into work. Now, that may change if the shutdown keeps dragging on.